Chapter 11, Claim Your Right and Press Your Claim. Stop looking for results. All the years you have been studying truth, you have spent a large part of your time looking for results and have failed to find anything very gratifying. When the attention is taken away from the results and put upon the power, then will the results be forthcoming. As soon as you seek God, not for the loaves and fishes, but for love of truth, for love of the glorious life, then all the necessary elements that go to make up this glorious life, as pictured in the Garden of Eden, will be forthcoming. The anxious mind will get nothing. The person who is using truth for results misses the glorious power and reason of all life. It is as a child who eternally wants to know the answer to a problem and not the principle. If he is told the answer and does not know the principle, he has a temporary relief from his difficulties. But the next day, the same problem may arise in another form with a slightly different answer, and he is lost again. If you will turn your attention to the principle of this wonderful revelation and make it real and true to you by the process of recognition, then you will find the answer before the problem. Before they ask, I will answer, is the law of this principle. So many things that you cannot understand now will be revealed to you. You will know what it is in the expression of infinite supply. It is wonderful. One of the things that troubles many is why some people have such abundance when they do nothing to get it and have all sorts of mean traits in their makeup. Wherever there is an aperture made, the substance comes through into manifestation. And most of all, wherever there is an unconscious recognition made, that is assumption. This all seems very vague, but it is not. When you realize the oneness, you will understand why. All that the Father hath is mine, is true. All that the Father, your Christ consciousness, has is yours when you become one with it. For you are then that consciousness. Through your Father consciousness, you are one with not only the manifested substance that we see in the world as dollars and cents, but you are one with the source of these symbols. You are one with the universe, and this oneness gives you the keys to the infinite substance. The spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God is the source of all supply and will meet every need. Note the word all. You are one with all substance, both manifest and unmanifest. Do you begin to see why you cease looking for symbols and trying to make demonstrations? You are one with it all, with the principle back of that which gives the answer before the problem. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. You have been blind. The conscious recognition finally becomes the unconscious acceptance. Just as you have an unconscious acceptance of your capacity to walk, or just as I am unconsciously accepting the fact that I am able to write this book, it is beyond thought, this acceptance. It is a taking for granted, very much the same as you take for granted that tomorrow will come, and it will, whether you recognize it or not. It is wonderful. Take God for granted, and you will find him suddenly present within you and without you, and all about you. Just take for granted that the substance is all about you, but see that you tell no man. Show them, but not for the love of display or to be known of men. You are one with the very minerals of the earth when you are one with this God power, and when you take it for granted. Isn't it wonderful? If you keep your eyes away from yourself and your personality, one day you discover that you have been born again. To be born again does not mean that you have all the old evil beliefs to be got rid of. To be born again is to come out new and fresh and glorious with new capacities and new talents. I shall forget their backsliding. The mistakes and faults that you formerly possessed and the evils that you committed are forgiven because they are confessed and eliminated and you have cleansed the temple and are free. One with God and one with everything in God's universe makes you immune from the so-called law of evil. It is wonderful. This is but the outer expression of the mind within. It is the outpicturing of the fullness of the abundance that I have in the storehouse for the souls of men. The eyes of the blind are beginning to see into the storehouse and perceive the infinite riches and abundance that are awaiting the coming of the heir. You have never tasted a percent of what is waiting for you when you make the glorious recognition of the presence. I do not mean a presence of God and another. I mean when you come wholeheartedly and without one reservation to any lesser belief and fling yourself into the depths of this God power. Let go, give up, and blend yourself with the glorious life substance that will revive the desert of your life and make the Garden of Gethsemane suddenly become the Garden of Eden. The garden which lingers in your memory through all these years of weary wandering. It is wonderful. Do you begin to see the ease and the quietness of the coming of the Lord? As the thief in the night, perhaps at the time when you are in the darkest state of consciousness. It is wonderful. Yes, you must be glad as you read these lines and as I write them to you, just to you. I am standing with the glorious agreement of gladness for you. Gladness and joy that floods everything full of light and beauty and causes you to smile and bring you closer to the realization. God shall wipe all tears from your eyes. There shall be no more weeping. Do you hear? God shall wipe all tears from your eyes. Tears are the sign of sorrow. And so if there is no sign of sorrow left, there will be nothing left in your new Garden of Eden to make the sign appear. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Heaven and earth are full of thee, beloved. The petty human personality that has to carry on and make itself known by its deeds, that thing which has been spreading itself like a silly peacock and at the same time advocating this simple Christ, is disappearing from the scene of action, while the quiet, beautiful outpicturing of the God manifestation is taking place. It is wonderful. The trying and struggling have ceased, and we find that the power of God is. Do you hear? Is. I will cause you to walk in my statutes. I will put my action in you. I will walk in you. I will talk in you. I will run in you. I will express in you the glorious things that I have in the storehouse for you. Some of the things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, that have not yet entered into the hearts of the demonstrators of truth, shall be revealed to you when you are ready to see. Do you hear? Things that have not been seen and things that have not been heard. Laws and powers that the poor human mind cannot even grasp, let alone try to use. It is wonderful. You are beginning to see the wonderful glory of this new word. Things that have not entered into the heart of man. What are these wonderful things? Be still. You are grasping something that is between the lines. Be still, for heaven's sake, and be nothing in order that I can make you everything. If you lose your life in my life, ye shall find it. But if you try to hold on to the pygmy personality that thinks it has done something, then you will finally be disillusioned. Another will come who will do greater works, and the mad mob of worshippers will turn from you and follow him. Do you see? What if you did collect a few people together to listen to your words about serving the Lord and sacrificing to the Lord? Be true to yourself. Hypocrisy, when recognized, can be cast out, as if the Lord of all needed your sacrifice. The only sacrifice he wants is the sacrifice of the hypocrisy and the religious bigotry, and not the sacrifice of a good living. You have never yet seen anyone in the actual service of the Lord begging bread, and this includes the begging for support of the Lord's work, or else the scriptures are not true. What are you going to do about it? It is pretty strong meat, but be assured, beloved, it will build into you the new cells of life. When you are not afraid of being honest, if you are serving the Lord, you can rest assured that the way for that service is prepared for you without begging or getting around the truth with a sanctimonious play on words. It is wonderful. Why not sacrifice your little works to the Lord? No matter how much you have done, do not be afraid you will not get the credit. Let go. The only credit you want is the credit that the Lord gives those who serve Him. That is all that is worth anything. It is wonderful. I came that your joy might be full. I said, full, complete, pressed down and running over. Right here and now. Do you hear? You who read this page, it is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. In the day of my power, my people shall be willing, and wherever I go, the people are willing. Why? Because he that conquers his own will is greater than he that taketh a city. And as in Adam all shall die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. We begin to see that not only the people are willing to serve you when you serve the Lord, but abundantly and gloriously too, into whatsoever country or place you go. It will be so wonderful. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your little gods of belief to God and leave them there. It is harder for God to save a god of gods than to save all the sinners in the world. So, beloved, do not be a god of gods. Do not be the little god that is running around looking for a personal following and praise. Give the glory and honor to the Father and bear away the blessing of the Son. It is wonderful. Do not be a god of gods. It is too bothersome, and your clay feet will sooner or later be dug out, and you will crash. It all seems to fall down upon us like drenching rain on dry lands. God is now purifying humanity's understanding. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. Do you hear? If you are seeing oneness, not a material universe and a spiritual universe, not a Jesus and a Christ, but oneness, then the eye is single and full of light. The eye becomes single when you recognize the spirit of the presence of the consciousness of God is the source of all supply. It is wonderful. God in you and God in me will make you what you ought to be. The perfect agreement is between us now, and it cannot fail to bring forth the fruits. Be still. Do not worry. Do not try to set things right. Just align your consciousness with God, and then all will come right, and the evils will disappear. Anything is possible to God. Remember the things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, those wonderful things that the human intellect and learning have not had a chance to hash over and tear to pieces and give out as sectarian doctrine. Aren't you glad? Well, some of this lovely unseen and unheard and even unimagined power is what is going to suddenly transform things for you. Quicker than you're thinking and quicker than you can imagine, in such a way that it will wipe out the memory of the evil that existed until you will say, well, I was always like this, and that will be the truth for you, the real Son of the living God, have always been like that. God is your Father, and you never had another. If you say that and accept it as true and then act as if some man was your father, then you are denying the Christ. I have declared this unto you. God is your mother, and you never have had another, and so God is your friends and your all. The day of direct acceptance, radical acceptance of the Word has come. If you accept God as your Father, as the Scriptures state, then from that time you should begin to act in this new manner. If you return to the human parenthood, you bring back with you all the limitations of that family and all the problems of a human birth. Do you see? It is direct and absolute. It is yea, yea, or nay, nay. Either you do or you do not. If you accept it, you can act in the manner that proves the sayings of the Lord. Step out on the promises of God and see the glorious power of this new recognition. It is wonderful, and so it is. Call no man your father. Look up your parents and see what kind of heritage you have, and you will understand the glorious power that is yours. You have been a prince of the realm all the time that you were begging for a crust in the streets of life. Assert your God power. Claim your own. Pressing your claim in this instance is more natural and easy than in the human sense of claiming your rights and pressing your claim. You certainly have the right to life and all that goes to make up a life of harmony and joy. But try as you have, it has not been forthcoming. You have stood aghast at the success and fortune of some people. You have seen people born rich. You have every quality that would debar them from wealth in the human sense of the word, and also in the spiritual. Well, all this wonder is going to pass. Your new father will take care of that. Off the deep end of the diving board into the ocean of substance, all in at once and out into the great universal deep of God's love. You are not a bit afraid. How wonderfully the muscles of your new embodiment are working. How strong and easy you glide through, buoyed up by this great and underlying and overlying and penetrating power of the presence. Claim your right and press your claim. What is your right? Think it over, take it, possess it, be it, live it, sing it into glorious expression of the here and now. It is wonderful.